sexy jobs. What are they and why?
And do you have one?
Unfortunately, there is a list out, and unfortunately, Web Guy and Newsman do not rate.
Not on that. I'm not actually sure how far down the list.
Yeah, true.
But they certainly didn't make the top five.
Tell us a bit about this. It sounds like it's to do with a dating website, but they've compiled a list of most swipe jobs. Can you elaborate for us, Tim?
Well, it seems like they've just counted up the looked at online profiles that have received the most swipes, which I guess means, you know, this is beyond my, this is outside of my world now, but
yep.
Means people have looked at a profile and thought, yeah, I like the look of this person, except, or, you know, let's take this further, or let's meet, or, you know, let's connect.
Yeah.
And then sorted all that out to work out from the swipes what jobs keep cropping up. And there's only one job that is been most swiped across both male and female genders.
Is it fireman? Fire women?
Fire person? It's not, no. And I feel like it's fairly predictable.
Okay.
Lawyer.
Why predictable, do you say?
Well, lawyer is one of those sort of high glamour jobs, I think. You hear lawyer and you think money.
Money. And success and intelligence.
And well-dressed.
It's funny, though. Like, there's a lot of jokes about lawyers being untrustworthy and being sort of sharks in the community.
Yeah, so what does that say about about humans and what we really value?
And this isn't just women looking at men, is it? It's men looking at women. Also, they find a female lawyer very attractive.
That's right. So the lawyers are basically just cleaning up in the court and outside the court.
Objection.
Now, you mentioned firefighter, which was it feels like an oversight. It doesn't appear on the list on for either male or female. You feel like that is the kind of go-to career for the, you know, they put out calendars for Pete's sake. No, how many other
and they
industries
fight fires?
See, I thought mainly they just did calendars.
Yeah, they do.
I thought their main job was putting together their silly calendars each year. But anyway, they're not on the list.
Maybe they don't actually need to go on a website. They
yeah,
just say, I'm a firefighter.
Exactly. Fair point. But what is on the list, male-wise?
Yep.
Carpenter and electrician, which I guess, you know, makes sense as well. Both professions where you've got to be relatively fit, I guess, to do it. And again, sort of money's a bit of a factor, you know.
Handy around the house. Can do things.
Handy around the house, yeah. And I guess, really, this is probably an obvious one as well. Doctor.
Yeah.
You know, everyone trusts a doctor.
Money, trust, professional, just status.
And if you got like a bit of a sore throat, it's be handy to have a partner who you could just say, what's going on with me with this?
Take a rest. Stay away from your partner for 2 days.
The other one was engineer. Again, I mean, God, I would have liked to have seen like clown pop up. Something just a little bit off kilter.
Engineer's pretty broad, though. I mean,
well, true.
What does an engineer build? Bridges?
At last count, there were 4,000 different types of engineering.
Really?
No, I don't know. But you know, mechanical, engineering, aeronautical, blah blah.
So many people, when they say they're an engineer, unless they're building a bridge or planning a road, I sort of get a bit lost when they say.
Yeah. Well, it could even be software engineer.
Yeah.
They don't actually have to be building physical stuff.
Hey, how about the ladies? What do the men like?
Well,
when it comes
to
jobs.
I feel like this was a stereotypical one to make it into the top five female sexiest jobs. Nurse.
Yeah, it's. I think it's uniform. Men like a woman that looks and appears serious on the work front, but behind closed doors might be a bit different.
like librarian, maybe almost could have. I'm surprised that one didn't.
Yeah, yep, that's it.
But yeah, but nurses, you know, male and female, nurses are good people. The nurses I've come across, you know, there is something special about nurses. They care. You know, I mean, they're not all Mother Teresa.
See, I took it to the gutter, and you,
yeah, you
took
did.
It to the humanity.
I'm thinking of what's inside, Marcus. Oh. It's about it's the caring tendency.
This is an online dating website, Tim. Maybe not, but yeah, you're probably right.
This is a weird one.
Yeah.
You don't think of sexy female job necessarily when you think of accountant.
Nah.
Although accounting is one of those boom industries, and it might just be the sheer number of accountants has helped bump this one up into the top five, because, you know, they're a dime a dozen accountants.
Good point. And as you said, we're talking about amount of swipes and activity on these sites. So, yeah, it could be numbers indeed.
Yeah. Predictable marketing. They've said that like it's a job. Like, I am marketing. I am a marketing. But we know what they mean. Like, working in the field of marketing, I guess, where appearance and presentation is everything.
It would be an exciting job, and probably someone that's an outgoing person that's got good communication skills probably has written a pretty good profile as well.
If a marketer couldn't put together a good online profile, then they'd need to be
selling themselves. Yeah.
Not sure if this one's controversial or not. Teacher.
Once, or do you want me to take it to the gutter again?
Please do.
Yeah, I guess it's that sort of discipline and perhaps, you know, a high school fantasy of a of a attractive young teacher keeping you after the school. Or is it more just volume of teachers out there looking for love?
Yeah, volume could definitely be part of it. It's probably not money, because unfortunately I don't think teachers really probably get what they deserve. So if you're looking for to cash in, you probably wouldn't have gone for teacher. So it might be that, again, you know, like all the gutter stuff you mentioned, but also, you know, they're respectable,
yeah,
trustworthy, honest,
they'll be good communicators,
good handwriting.
They might give you a stamp if you're a good date. Very good.
Yep, a tick if you do well.
A tick.
Maybe handy down the track, thinking, you know, the long game, that once you've got kids, maybe having a teacher in the house.
If a guy's looking for a long-term partner, he might think, yeah, she's going to be, yeah, a good mum or a good person to have in my life. Web guy. Plenty of activity on the web. We see some pretty amazing things about people, and we often get misled about people's lives, but you've got a really special example, don't you?
Oh, I love this. There's a big online scandal and it involves Instagram. Instagram's a fun little app, posts photos. There is some criticisms though that people can sort of, and this is not just Instagram, any platform on social media can use it to craft an identity of themselves and portray a lifestyle that maybe actually doesn't quite stack up in real life.
Well, you know, we show great meals and we show the highlights of our lives. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, that's the idea. This particular story involves a US rapper, and US rappers love Instagram.
Yeah, a rapper in the US? This guy must be...
He must have it made, and he does. His name is Bow Wow. He used to be Little Bow Wow, and then he grew up. He's a man now. He's big and he's now just Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
And he has sold millions of records. So, you know, he...
Is it wrong I haven't heard of Bow Wow? Probably.
No, no.
Okay.
No, that's not wrong at all.
Yeah, sorry. Continue.
So he has made money. He posted a photo on Instagram ahead of his trip to New York, a caption something like, you know, I'm traveling to New York today, and it was a photo of a private jet. Which you imagine...
Gangster.
He's taking a photo of the private jet he's about to get onto to travel to New York. Doesn't seem weird for a millionaire rapper.
Yeah.
But there was a weird thing happen after that. A passenger in an economy class flight actually spotted Bow Wow sitting in the seat in front of him traveling to New York.
In economy.
So basically, this went around... online on Twitter, and as soon as people started to smell a bit of a rat, some digging was done. And unfortunately for Bow Wow, it looks like the photo he posted was just ripped off of Google Images. And he's passed it off. He's certainly, maybe he hasn't broken any laws, maybe it was unethical, I don't know, because the post certainly made it look like he was taking a picture of the private jet he was about to get onto to travel. Looks at this stage like that was not the case at all.
Does it do any damage to his reputation, really, though?
Well, it's embarrassing.
Ah, yeah, I guess so.
He'll live another day.
I know who Bow Wow is now.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Well,
I'm not buying the 11 millionth and one. What do you call it? Album.
This is next level viral prank if he has double bluffed us all, but I think he didn't mean for this to happen, and it's not the end of the end of the story for him, but it's a bit embarrassing. Big news week this week, newsman.
Tim, it has been. What's interesting?
Well, the big news, it's budget week.
Yes.
Federal budget, very important. What the government's going to do with its money, or with our money. Really important process. A lot of journalists get locked up in a room and, you know, we find out all the important stuff once they get released. That is big news, but I'm more interested in what I feel is the real story of the week.
Yeah.
The Playboy model who nearly caused carnage at a cycling race in Italy.
Yeah, that pretty much grabbed my attention more than budget, I must say.
Yeah, it's one of the... It's no doubt it has had more reads online than anything to do with the budget.
Really? The activity for that?
Off scale. It's right. Got it all. It has all the important elements of an internet story. But in short, basically a Playboy model posted a video tweet of herself cheering on the riders in the Giro d'Italia.
Yes.
And she's loving it, having a great time, you know, bit of a buzz there, enjoying the atmosphere, clapping along, cheering as the riders come past. But the thing about a cycling race is the leaders come past, and there's a couple of those, they fly by. But then shortly after, a chunk of cyclists riding at, you know, high speed all come flying down, and at that point they're all wedged into the road. There's really no room, and this model basically nearly got ran over, and it was captured on the video.
It was like she took probably only half a step inwards, but that was enough to put her in real danger, didn't it?
Yeah, and had her hands hanging out, cheering along, clapping, and here's the kicker, was watching the video camera, the phone, not the race, and was oblivious to the pack of cyclists who were charging down. The way the story is written, it sort of made it sound like, you know, the Playboy model had almost caused yes. The crash. Probably, you imagine, because
rubbernecking.
Yeah, because the cyclists had been distracted. But when you look at the video, and you know, I recommend people track it down and watch it for research purposes. When you watch it. Not at all. She basically almost just completely got herself in the way. The cyclists were oblivious to who this clown might have been on the sidelines.
The amount of idiots in cycling races that almost get injured is amazing. I guess she's a attractive one, so I mean that's her livelihood. She could have landed flat on her face and ruined the whole.
Yeah, but what about the cyclist's livelihood as well?
Yeah, true.
What if someone had broken their leg? It could be. Those falls are terrible. When one goes down in a pack like that, then 30 others are taken down at the same time. But I know what you're saying. There are moments in cycling races where it feels like it's okay. Maybe it's the leader when they're out on their own. There's more space. But you see in the Tour de France, someone will try to run alongside the leader and race them for a little while. And that seems fun. They seem okay with that.
Mm. It's stressful, though. I'd love to speak to a cyclist. Are they stressed by people continually just, like, getting up next to them? Because people watching the race are so unpredictable.
Oh, exactly, especially when they are Playboy models. But it's it's probably part of the charm of the sport as well. It's kind of unique. No other sport do you have Joe Blows just basically getting right up in that much in their face and running alongside you as you're competing. So I think they probably embrace it in a way, but yeah, there must be some protocols about when to do it, how to do it.
Qantas boss Alan Joyce was giving a speech in Perth when he was hit in the face by a cream pie. A man probably in his 60s came from the side of the stage and put one right in the mush and then walked off. Has been questioned by police. A very odd situation. Comedy gold, really, but just weird when it's such a high-profile businessman.
What I like is the pie in the face is the classic comedy move. It's hilarious antics. But the guy who's done it is dressed in a suit. He's an older gentleman,
yes,
as you mentioned, and he's very casually strolled onto the stage and almost like it was his job to put the pie in the guy's face.
Often a pie flinging is very aggressive and out of control. This guy was so controlled, wasn't he?
Very controlled. did the business and then kept moving. And all the shots I've seen of him, he just looks, he looks sad, to be honest. Like, there was nothing, there was nothing funny, or, you know, not, didn't seem to be any kind of lark about let's throw a pie in this guy's face. He seemed like a really serious guy with a serious job to do, and it just happened to be putting a cream pie in the face of one of the most powerful businessmen in the country.
One of our colleagues suggested, given it was a breakfast meeting, that Alan Joyce would have appreciated it. Hungry. Time for breakfast.
Yeah, I don't think he did appreciate it. He left the stage.
Got cleaned up.
He actually said, I don't know what that was about. And to put yourself in his position, when you're giving a speech at a big business meeting on stage, trying to do this thing, cameras are on you, really, the last thing you're ever going to expect happen is that you're going to get a pie in the face.
The key, or a real measure of how spontaneous someone is how they react when something just out of the blue happens. And Alan was okay, but he didn't laugh it off. He didn't say a funny comment, did he?
Yeah, I think okay is probably the way to describe it. He definitely seemed, he seemed phased. You wouldn't say he just brushed it off. I mean, he did a double take almost, where it's like, hang on, what just happened here? That, no, I've got cream all over my face. He seemed to be disbelieving that had actually happened. But I'd just be interested to know what the guy's motive was. Surely that, maybe we'll find out at some point, but he clearly had a beef or some kind of grief. And how desperate must you be, or how angry or frustrated that you feel like the only thing you have left to do is slam a pie in someone's face?
Hey Tim, we live in a world of counsellors and psychiatrists, but is pie flinging what we need for conflict resolution, do you think? I think it would really be a good release of tension and frustration.
What I'll say is there are way, way worse ways to resolve some conflict than a pie in the face. When you think of what other people have done through the ages when they have felt aggrieved or frustrated, flinging a pie is great. I mean, the worst case scenario would be an assassination, clearly. Anyone who's been assassinated, if you could magically give them the offer to somehow cop a pie instead, you know, everyone's taking that deal.
That would ruin that JFK movie, though. There's a warning to consumers about a hoax Origin energy bill. The email branded with the official logo has been sent to thousands of Aussies claiming they owe almost $1,000. Now, according to a cybersecurity firm, if you click on the view bill link, it gives access to a victim's computer, and all sorts of things can happen after that point. Tim, plenty of scams around, and often I feel like you'd have to be an idiot to get caught up in this, but something like this I can actually see myself being caught out on.
Yeah, me too. I got emailed a scam just yesterday. I am assuming it was a scam. It was a very suspicious email with a bizarre subject heading, God is in control,
right,
all in caps. Yep. And then it said something like, hey, did you get my email about the urgent payment? You know, click here, blah, blah. And there was no, it didn't look official at all. So I completely just ignored it. But the one you're talking about has a logo and sounds kind of like it looks fairly authentic. Those ones are tricky. I could see myself clicking on that.
The traditional one that we all remember is, you know, let's send money to a Nigerian prince or something. Is it?
The old Nigerian prince, yeah.
And that just seems far-fetched, has nothing to do with your everyday life. But when they start using utilities and things that are connected to your life, it gets quite dangerous. I also think the volume of emails and information we get through online and your email accounts, I find myself going through things very quickly, not really examining everyone with great scrutiny, which is part of the danger as well.
It is. And they're getting so sophisticated. You might have seen this one earlier in the week as well. A big warning going out about the phone scam.
Remind me about that one.
So you pick up the phone and there's someone on the other end saying, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay.
And then the trick is, you know, most people say, yes, yes, yeah, sure, I can hear you. And then they hang up and it's too late. You're done. You're gone. What they've done is recorded you saying yes. And then they reuse that to authorize payments under your own name.
We've said this before on this podcast about criminals, but gee, they spend so much energy getting other people's money. I feel like they're smart enough to make a success in a legitimate fashion. But obviously, this is more fun and more lucrative.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Now, I love my parents, but I think they would definitely be sucked into a sort of email scam like this. It's a real tricky one, especially for older people that are less sort of keeping an eye on those sort of things.
Do you know who maybe wins out of all this relentless scamming that's going on is the old snail mail setup? Pretty much, I think we're almost at a point now where ignore everything unless it's been posted to you, addressed to you by name in the mail. Almost any contact from a bank or supposed bank via email or text message or anything digital, almost at the point now where I think just ignore it.
You are the web guy, though. You would get all your bills done electronically?
Yes.
You do?
I guess what they always say that make sure you're the one. Make sure, you know, if you get a sus request, ignore it, but then follow up with you contact the bank. I guess if you're unsure, but yeah, it's a fair point you're making, but I don't know. Maybe we just need to rewind a little bit on our reliance on technology, because it's much harder to scam via some of these old-fashioned ways.
This segment brought to you by Australia Post.